The word Dharma or Dhamma can also mean nature. And when we take refuge in the Dharma, it can also mean to take refuge in nature. And as Nisha said last night, that to see things as nature is wisdom. To trust nature, to have faith in it, allows us to be in harmony with the natural order of things, with nature. And nature is not a static thing. Nature is a process. And it's remarkable. The wisdom that the simple practice of mindfulness, of awareness, is a practice that allows the wholesome sides, the skillful sides of nature within us, around us, to unfold, to appear, to support us. When my son was small, I lovingly joked with him. I'd put my hand on his head, and I would say, "Please stop growing." And we all laughed. Of course I couldn't stop him from growing. Just my hand there is not going to stop it. In many ways we interfere with nature. But part of the function of mindfulness is the simplicity of being, where we get out of the way so we can grow, so we can unfold, rather than being the one who knows what's supposed to happen and makes things happen. To simply see and recognize, this is nature, is to make room that allows things to be. It's been said that if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. A simple awareness of what is. And the practice is to have that simple awareness be as continuous as you can. If maybe continuous is too much of a strain, let a simple awareness be what we come back to repeatedly, continuously come back to just this. And in its simplest form, mindfulness is to simply recognize or be aware of what is obvious. Nothing more is needed. And if you keep coming back and do that regularly, it allows the natural process to unfold. And allows something inside of you, which is not you, to grow. It allows something inside, it allows the faith inside of you. Faith which is not really you, it's a faculty that comes along. Surprisingly, it also can allow for engagement, effort, energy. An effort which in some ways is not you. Even mindfulness. Is in you, but not you. It's so simple. It's almost like the mind's natural capacity to be aware that we keep taking refuge in or allowing. And there is stability and steadiness that's within you, but it's not you. It's a quality or characteristic of our beingness, that there can be a foundation within of stability and steadiness. And there can be wisdom or discernment, understanding. That's not you, but it's within you. To trust nature is to stop trying so much to do something. Stop trying to force nature to be different. But in a sense, to relax the efforts, relax the forcing. All the ways in which we try to override nature. And as you sit here, there's a number of ways in which you can be aware. You can be aware or mindful with effort that you apply your mindfulness. But you might instead see if you can notice the experiences that come into awareness, that come in with no effort on your part. Maybe it's a sound of my voice. Without any planning or making it, there's a sound of traffic that arises effortlessly. You might with effort then bring your attention to these things. But you might be curious and hang out with the flow of obvious sensations, experiences that seem to just arrive effortlessly. Sensations of the body, periodically there are new ones that appear. When they first appear, there's probably a moment before you start doing or thinking about it. It's just there, effortlessly. Thoughts might arise unbidden, unplanned, so much so that the thoughts are not really you. They're just thoughts. And for a moment, they might also just arise effortlessly before you get involved or try to do something or judge them. As you sit here, see if you can tune in, be aligned with that quality of awareness that knows things effortlessly. If you find yourself doing, that's okay. But then see if you can align yourself with that which effortlessly knows that. If you wander off in thought, there will be an effortless moment where you realize that. And then you're already back. You don't need to do anything more to be back. You are back. noticing what arises in awareness effortlessly. And perhaps relax into that. Perhaps yield to the effortless knowing. That allows nature to unfold. That gives space to the natural unfolding of things to move and occur. As you are effortlessly aware of what's obvious or what easily comes to awareness without any agenda, except offering the space of awareness for the nature of things. It is when we are aware that we can trust the nature of things. Because in awareness, the healthy and appropriate unfolding of things has a chance. So that trusting nature becomes almost synonymous with trusting awareness. An awareness which is spacious or allowing. An awareness which has breathing room for all things. a simplicity of awareness that is aligned with a simplicity of being. Sometimes awareness zooms in, close in, to the sensations and of experience. So we're not caught up in the complexities of thinking. Sometimes awareness can zoom out so that we simply effortlessly know this is thinking without being caught up in the complexity of thinking. Sometimes we have to step back really far, bird's eye vision, bird's eye view. And that's where we find the effortless awareness. The bird's eye view that gives you a simplicity of being. Simplicity of awareness. And sometimes it's close intimacy with experience, where the simplicity is found. In one way or the other, the simplicity is found where we're not working so much, close to the place where there is effortless awareness. the teaching that says, if it's not simple, it's not vipassana, comes from the Indian vipassana teacher named Munindra, kind of my grandfather in the Dharma. I visited him in his one studio, his studio apartment on the second floor in Calcutta. It was a wonderful memory, the feeling of being there with him and this wonderful, clean, spacious, quiet, peaceful room with the hustle and bustle of Calcutta all around, outside the window, outside. There's a way in which, if you trust your awareness, then the hustle and bustle of everything else can have its context. You don't have to lose your peace or lose your calm or the calm awareness. It's always available. And it's closely aligned with this a simplicity of being. For which a different teacher of mine once said, just to be alive is enough. And I heard that driving in his Volkswagen bug across the San Francisco Bay, the Bay Bridge. And I was telling him all the things I was doing. And he looked at me very kindly and just said, just to be alive is enough. And then I learned that his teacher, Suzuki Roshi, had told him that. And now I've told you. May you be aligned in the nature of things today. There's the opportunity here to do so through your simplicity of being, simplicity of awareness. Through the awareness in which you allow yourself to be enough. Just here with this. Thank you.